This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Picking 12th in the NBA draft will be the Chicago Bulls. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. So the Bulls and the Mavericks, they finished with the same record. They had a coin flip,
yep.
And the Bulls lost. So they got 1.7. The Mavericks get 1.8.
Oh, my gosh, Molly.
Percent chance to win.
You mean?
And sure enough, they win.
Had the Bulls lost one more game, they'd have been drafting first?
They would have been drafting
first. Had they intentionally lost that one more game, they'd have been in a spot to draft Cooper Flagg.
They would have. Cooper Flagg would
but
be.
But what if they had lost two more games?
A future Bull.
What about two more games?
I don't know.
What about three more games? What if they lost five more games?
It's just the one more game that we're
okay.
talking about.
See, that's
why do you keep changing the rules?
No, they're not changing the rules. I'm for effect. And it's just the suggestion that, well, if the Bulls had lost one more game, they'd have been in the perfect position to win the coin flip and to be drafting first overall. Or there wouldn't have been a coin flip and all those things.
If the Bulls had understood that tails never fails, maybe they would have. And I don't even know if they
called heads. People are expecting them to thread that needle of fate so carefully. It's just chance. Chance. Tell the Utah Jazz and the Washington Wizards about how ask them how they feel this morning about their organizations forfeiting their seasons to draft fifth and sixth.
You know, I should feel really good this morning is the San Antonio Spurs.
Yes.
They're picking second. They're going to get their choice of two really good players. And they got Wemby coming back, and they've got a pretty decent team. They could be quick and good in a hurry.
They could. If Wemby's healthy, and say they get Dylan Harper or Ace Bailey, one of the two, likely Dylan Harper, that seems to be. Well, it's early. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But you're right about the Spurs. They should feel good. The Mavs should feel better.
They're going to get a lot better.
The Mavs will be in contention again if Kyrie Irving comes back, one would think. Yeah, you got Kyrie Irving and Klay Thompson. You've got Cooper Flagg and Wemby. And you've got Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis. And then you have Daniel Gafford as well. That's a pretty good five. That's a pretty good team.
That's a pretty good team.
So you feel pretty good. As for the Bulls.
How good is Cooper Flagg?
Rookie of the year.
Okay. I mean like NBA star?
Perennial all-star, likely to be a top 15 player within 3 years.
Could he be rookie of the year? Because will he have enough chances if you got Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving on that team?
Yeah. It's a good question.
And Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's going to get his shots. You still need. It's the Western Conference. You're going to score 125 points. You're going to go up and down.
Rolling out of bed.
Yeah, I think Cooper Flagg could still be Rookie of the Year.
How about the game results last night, by the way? We haven't talked about that yet.
Oh, goodness sakes.
We got a couple of teams on the brink, including the defending champions.
Yes, I think that's interesting.
It is interesting.
Because Jason Tatum looks like he popped his Achilles.
Boy, that looked awful.
That looked awful. It looked painful, and you feel terrible.
Yeah.
Looks like the Celtics are done.
It does.
Jalen Brunson, Tom Thibodeau, quite a mighty combination.
Hard to believe that. I mean, because, you know, clearly they were not the better team. I'll be honest with you.
We're sitting here all winter long, all season long.
Yep.
And we're looking at the Cavs and the Celtics and talking about the inevitability of them meeting in the Eastern Conference Finals. And now it's going to be Knicks and Hicks. Knicks and Pacers. 1995 redone, or whatever year it was. The Knicks are going to return to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. Jalen Brunson owns New York right now.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He turned it on in the third quarter last night.
He's from here.
He is. He's a local guy made good.
Chicago guy made good.
Stevenson High School.
That's right.
Well, he is kind of a Chicago guy. I mean, Lincolnshire.
Villanova.
Okay, Villanova.
What does that make you think?
It makes you think.
One of two Augustinian universities in the United States.
Had a little help last night then? Is that what you think?
I guess that's what. I don't know. I didn't say it.
Knicks are fun to watch. And New York is definitely a fun place to see them win. I hate to say that, but last night was kind of fun to watch that.
I'd like to say he had some help, but Dustin gave me the Pope Schmope thing earlier. I'm not supposed to talk about the Pope anymore.
Okay. That's going to be hard for you.
I know.
That's going to be difficult. I'm you are all Pope all the time.
I am.
You
I'm
are.
Very excited about it.
Definitely. Yeah, the Villanova connection is going to be interesting, especially as it gets to the NBA Finals, if they get there. If the Pacers close out the Cavs and the Knicks take care of business against the Celtics, and both things seem more likely than not, who would you like in the Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals? Knicks?
I'm not a Knicks guy. I like the local guy made good, and I like Tibbs. And that's it. I'm not a big New York sports fan. I guess I'll take the Pacers.
I'll wait
and
see.
I just don't. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm still hoping that somehow the Celtics win. Can they win a game and then win two games? That, you know, win one there and then go home.
I don't think the Celtics are going to come back.
Oh, I know they're not coming back.
Jason Tatum's going to be out, and then they're going to be too compromised, and I just can't see that happening. And the Knicks, I can't see this team as mentally tough as they are, and as good as Brunson is, I can't see the Knicks losing three times in a row. I just can't see them doing it. And I never thought I would say that, you know, 2 months ago when it looked like there was a clear path for the Celtics and the Cavs. So there, you look at the Eastern Conference, and that's going to be...
I don't think... I mean, but seriously, David, I don't think... I think if the Knicks go down 20 against the Pacers, they're going to lose to the Pacers. I don't think the Pacers are going to let them get back into games and win at the end the way that Boston did.
That's possible.
I'm just saying.
That's possible. Do the Knicks,
maybe they don't fall down by 20.
Do the Knicks or the Pacers have the kind of roster that you think that it's inconceivable for the Bulls to try to match? Is there any takeaway from the Bulls or from the Pacers and the Knicks succeeding to the extent they have succeeded this year?
You know, I would only say that the thing that is so annoying about this is that, and again, this is partly because of ESPN and who they are when you're watching a game on ESPN, but everybody seems to agree that Giannis needs to go to New York because Giannis can win it in the Mecca, and then everybody will make his career. No, they're ready for a player like him is the point I'm making.
But they got Jalen Brunson. Yeah, Jalen Brunson's a star.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you put Giannis with him, and they can win a title. That is kind of what a lot of the nonsense I was hearing yesterday. You know, everybody wants him to go to L.A. Hey, he's a big man. You know, did you notice that a lot of centers end up going to the Los Angeles Lakers? Yeah, we've noticed.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Enough of that. You know, there was a man who was once in Milwaukee who went to Los Angeles. Yes, we know.
Houston makes sense. Houston is a team to watch, I think. The Bulls, it's a long shot. It's almost a no shot, and it seems like it would be a remote possibility. Because if Giannis
the problem.
If Giannis is engineering a trade out of Milwaukee, it will be to a team where he can win a championship. The Bulls, frankly, at this point in time in their growth, do not look like that kind of a team. Because to be able to acquire Giannis, you would have to get rid of some pieces that would make you feel like you are getting closer to being a top four team in the East. So you take those away and you add just Giannis and you have to give up the draft capital. It would be necessary. And it just would seem to be a losing proposition. I don't think it's realistic. It's fun to discuss, especially with Giannis being spotted in Chicago over the weekend.
Yeah, but
I know
the whole NBA was in Chicago over the weekend.
But am I lying?
No, but there was a draft lottery here yesterday. Oh, okay.
What's he here for?
He's driven down 45 minutes to get some good Greek food and maybe get a contract proposal.
Take more than 45 minutes. I don't know if you've been on the Kennedy lately, but bad.
More recently than you.
Yeah. It's not as easy as it sounds. I don't think it's realistic. The Bulls, so you hit reset on the Bulls. Where are they now? 12th pick of the draft. Entering free agency, they're going to have to be active in the trade market. They're going to have to probably unload Vooch. I don't know what direction they're headed. What's going on with Josh Giddey? Is there restricted free agency? Somebody else is going to set the market for him? Is he going to stay? I don't see them losing Josh Giddey.
No, they're probably going to keep Josh Giddey.
They'll keep Josh Giddey. They'll bring back the same core with the exception of maybe Vooch. Not quite sure what they're going to get for Vooch.
What about some of those players that came in the trade?
Herder's here to stay. Trey Jones will probably be a free agent.
Zach Collins.
Yeah, probably. I think he'll be back.
Okay.
You need somebody to compliment him as a rim protector.
Yeah, I see.
Kamen Malawak from Duke, the 7'2", 20-year-old, would be the guy who I hope that falls to 12 because I don't think Derek Queen will, and I don't know that Malawak will either. But those are the two guys that I have my eyes on if you're talking about the Bulls at 12.
I thought in one of the mocks I saw yesterday, they had him going 7th. So I think I'd be surprised if he were at
Malawak?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he is.
That's pretty high, though, isn't it, Brandon?
The question is whether he can improve his shooting. The question is, was he ever given a chance to shoot when he was at Duke? And you don't know what his game is. So he could really turn out to be a significantly better player than you think. He can also run the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And he can.
Oh, he's athletic.
He can defend.
No doubt about it.
Right now, on most mock drafts, the Duke center is higher than Queen now in a lot of them. So, as high as 6, I've seen 7.
Yeah.
And then right here on Take and Thon, they got him at 8th right now. Queen at 9.
I saw him at 11 on one yesterday. But, again, I'm not looking at every one of them.
What do you think of Asa Newell?
He's a tall guy. Run the floor guy. Can he shoot?
Rotational guy, though, right?
Defensive presence currently.
Yeah,
he's a big guy that can run is good.
He's the kind of guy that you're going to be looking at 12.
Young guy you can develop, freshman coming out of Georgia,
and they're going to be looking at young guys they can develop coming out of somewhere.
Who loves him? Somebody? Oh, is it KC that likes him? We'll talk to KC in a little bit. I think he liked him.
Did he express some?
I'm pretty sure.
I talked to KC on the air last night. It was pretty quick. He was at the draft lottery. We were on the Chicago lead. And it was just a pretty quick reaction and deflation. I was openly deflated. Can you be openly deflated?
I mean, it's you've been punctured and the air's gone. Yeah, I think it would look
the
funny
whole balloon
on television.
Was punctured. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a bad look. It was a bad look, Molly. Not gonna lie, it was a bad look. I looked pretty deflated.
Your shoulders were slumping.
I was slumping. I was downcast. It wasn't a good projection of energy, bad energy, bad vibe. Yeah. I was like, oh, man.
But, I mean, it would have taken a miracle. I think we understood. We've sat through enough of these news conferences to know what the message is. And the message is pretty, hey, be patient for another year, and then we'll have money and we can do something. Isn't that kind of the message? It's not. The message isn't, oh, we're right on the cusp.
It just feels like we have heard this message so many times before. And when you put into perspective
how
long it has been since the Bulls won a playoff series, It's been a decade.
10 years.
It's been a long decade, and it's been a long decade of mediocrity, which has been an improvement from the real dark moments that we endured with Jim Boylan. And so that's not that long ago, and now they are trying to claw their way back to respectability. And last year was a respectable season, I suppose. They get into the play-in, but last night was a disappointment.
Was the Jim Boylan era worse than the Tim Floyd era?
I wasn't here for the Tim Floyd era.
When you're measuring the horrors of what you've waited for.
I would think more than likely, because the Tim Floyd era, you might have been able to endure because of just the recent winning that you experienced as a franchise. So you might have thought, well, you're due for some down times.
It was just a bad era. It was bad. They had bad players.
There was a little more hope in the Floyd era, I guess.
Yeah. Was there?
See, the baby tower with the, the Twin Chandler Towers? And Curry. What were they called? Towers or something like that? Twin Towers? Baby Twin Towers?
With Tyson that Chandler and Eddie Curry?
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Nope.
Marcus Fizer.
Oh, boy.
That was a bad pick.
Yeah.
He had him in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bad. He was not Jerry's boy. Remember that at the introductory news conference.
It's just unfortunate. Well, how do you get out of this mushy middle? They're in the mushy middle, and you're trying to climb out of it. And you know, you look at the Pacers. How are the Pacers able to do what they're doing? It's not all Halliburton. They made a great trade for Siakam. They made a great creative trade for Siakam, and that trade for Siakam made Tyrese Halliburton better. It made everybody on that roster a little bit better.
But a lot of it is him. I mean, you know, let's be honest about it. You need to draft a player and then have him turn out to be above the station of his draft pick. You need a guy. Like, I don't know that he's a top five player in the league. I would
Halliburton
say not,
you're talking about?
But you could argue he's probably at the bottom 10 of the league. And, I mean, that's pretty good. There are some really good players in the NBA. But he has kind of outgrown his role, or at least the way you perceived him to be.
Oh yeah, he's ascended.
Frankly, Matas might be the one guy that could ascend to that point. So you need that to happen, and then you need everybody around him to be. You know, like we talked about Kobe being pretty good, but does he have that next step? Same thing with Josh Giddey. Does he have another step? You need one of the three of those guys to emerge as, like, amongst the best players in the league.
Do you think there's any question that the Bulls have to? And I think saying that you don't want to go into any draft feeling like you have to do something. But do you feel like the Bulls should be leaning toward drafting a big man? Drafting a big man who's athletic, who's defensive-minded. Do you think that's got to be the priority in this draft? Because you have a backlog in the backcourt, and you don't need another guard to clog it.
Yeah. Okay, but how good are the guys in the backcourt, right? I mean, like, I think that Lonzo's on a favorable contract. You could trade him, right? Couldn't you? I mean, I think you almost have to.
Lonzo?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's tradable.
You know, I would.
$10 million?
That's not a lot of money in the
NBA.
For
a team looking for a piece. A championship caliber team.
Yes,
that's the sad part, though. The Bulls are not a championship caliber team.
Did you see how well Alex Caruso played in the last game for Oklahoma City? He actually at one point was on the Joker. He took
Alex Caruso. He guards everybody. Caruso,
he was chest to chest with the Joker, and the guy doing the game said something like, "He's on his chest like." Like consumption or something? No, he said he's in his chest like bronchitis. That was the line from the announcer.
It's a good line.
Right before the half.
Was it Jay Billis?
I forget it.
That's a good line. Alex Caruso is valuable as any bench player or any. He's coming off the bench.
Could Lonzo be that valuable for a team? He's a really good player if he's available. And
he's got to be available. He's got to be available. He's not that kind of – I look at Caruso and it's like instant energy. It's like an instant – constant motion, defensive presence. Lonzo Ball is more.
And again, you're just getting rid of people. You're not really getting better. But if you have minutes that you can't use, you need to clear them up. But you know, here's the question, David. Like, for instance, if you say, well, you got to have a big guy that can run, you got to have a rim protector. If you go into a draft and you have that mentality, and then you draft a guy that can do that, what else can he do? Whereas, like, and I don't even remember the kid's name. The guy from BYU is a guard, but he's 6'9". He can do a lot of stuff. The question is, can he shoot? What about a player like that and see what he can do? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
A guy like that at 6'9" might turn into a pretty decent player if you could get something out of him. If he
Igor Demin?
Igor Demin.
Yeah.
That's a guy that I've heard mentioned.
6'9", 19.
With the Bulls.
Let's ask KC what he thinks.
Yeah, we'll talk to KC Johnson next. We'll get his take on everything moving forward. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
And now, KC Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mully and Haw.
Bulls.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our dear friend KC Johnson, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire at Aturo.com. KC, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? What's going on?
Well, couldn't pull it off, huh? You tried, but you couldn't get those damn ping pong balls to fall the right way.
They blame Modest, not me. Yeah, okay. Blame Modest.
Yeah, no, you had it right. Should have been Derrick Rose. I mean, if you're going for a Derrick Rose type moment, why not bring him into it? I'm curious though, Casey, when you look at that, what's the takeaway? What is the, you know, we're getting a lot of texts from people. They fixed it so that they had it arranged so that Luka would go to replace LeBron, and then they paid him off with Cooper Flagg. No conspiracy theories. There's only theories, but I'm curious, is there a takeaway from this in terms of, you know, the fact that a 1.8% won a team the Bulls lost a coin flip to, as opposed to one of these teams that was tanking on purpose?
Well, I mean, first of all, I've been in that drawing room three times throughout my years covering the league. There's no way it's rigged. Okay, let's start there. So I've seen the process. It's locked down. It's vault proof. It's not rigged. So let's start there. Second of all, I mean, if you want to look for silver, I mean, it's not even a silver line, but if you want to look for a takeaway, it's like the Bulls' strategy of going for competitive integrity was justified because the Mavericks, you know,
yep,
had the same record as the Bulls and got the number one overall pick. So it's the second year in a row that teams that were, you know, top three chances sharing those odds dropped. Multiple teams dropped, and you know, it really just comes down to luck, and the Bulls had a lot of it in 2008 and they didn't have much of it last night.
Totally true. And yep, some people will say if Josh Giddey's 47 footer would have rimmed out, the Bulls would be having the number one pick now, which is not something I would believe in, but it was bad luck last night. But now at 12, Casey, as they look at what's available, as they begin the evaluation process, how would you describe the type of player that will be available and the role that that person might play?
Well, I mean, as far as the type of person that player will be available, I mean, we saw last year an unexpected player fall to the Bulls at 11 in Modest Muzelis, who was obviously representing them on stage last night. So it's cliche, but true. You can't drive the draft order from 11, 12, where the Bulls are picking. You don't know what's going to happen. You have to be prepared for multiple scenarios, obviously. That's their job. You know, you'll hear a lot of front offices say and mean, you know, you have to take best player available. That said, you know, there are a lot of guards on this roster, And, you know, you can't always draft for need when you're in a rebuild. You do have to take best talent available. And if a guard you have number one on your draft board surprisingly drops to you at 12, you have to be prepared to go that route and then figure out the roster later. That said, I mean, there are going to be some big men available, projected to be available at 12, and the Bulls are light in the front court. So whether that's an Austin Newell or a Derek Queen, you know, you can't say yet, but I think you have to be prepared for multiple scenarios, obviously, when you're drafting 12.
You know, you look at different mock drafts and different names of people. It's one of these drafts where, obviously, if you're picking first, if you're picking second or third, you got a pretty good idea who you're going to get. You have no idea who's going to be there. There are a lot of names being thrown around, many of whom may go off the board earlier. But there could be someone that falls to them, as you mentioned, with Matas. Who jumps out at you as guys that they'll keep an eye on? We talked about the kid from BYU. We talked about a couple of big men that can run. What are the names that you think are in play at 12?
Well, I mentioned two, and another one I would throw out there is Colin Murray-Boyles. So that's a name I've seen mocked to the Bulls. You know, again, they are light in the front court. So you need players that are two-way players, that are athletic, that can fit Billy Donovan's new offensive style. You need players that can shoot. You need players that can run. They are light on rim protection. So if there's a rim protector available there, I mean, that's another opportunity or possibility, I should say. But, yeah, I mean, look, the process just started, and the Bulls' job, obviously, like all teams, is to be prepared to know the entire draft class. And Modest told us last night, coming off the stage, look, I played against these guys. There's a lot of good players here. He knows these guys.
Right.
He said he's confident the Bulls can get a good player at 12, as they did last year with him at 11. I didn't get a chance to see either AK or Mark Eversley after the draft lottery. I talked to them briefly on their way in. But we heard Arturis tell us at the season ending news conference that, you know, you can find value in any draft. And I know, again, that's executive speak, but that's the Bulls' mandate now, because you've heard him ask the fan base for patience. So you've got to hit on these draft picks, and that process begins in now and leading up to the June number 12 pick.
So the fact that they're standing pat, that's exactly where they expected to be, unless short of any luck. The fact that the draft will be, I mean, like it was last year, they're not going to get Cooper Flagg. Do you expect that to affect the trade activity? Do you expect that to affect other aspects of offseason in terms of free agency or the trade market?
Well, the offseason is really, there's one domino, and that's the Giannis situation. And will that be resolved put in play between now and the June draft? I mean, you're already hearing people speculate about Dallas offering the number one pick to the Bucks, and this is just, you know, media speculation. I'm not talking about executive speculation, but I've already had people ask, you know, you think the Mavericks will offer the number one pick to the Bucks for Giannis? I mean, Giannis is the domino, and obviously with the Bucks losing in the first round again, there's speculation that he could be gettable this offseason. I don't see the Bulls in position to make that deal. I think other teams are way better suited than the Bulls, but obviously you pick up the phone and make that phone call if Giannis is put into play. So that's going to be the biggest domino. I personally, again, this is very early. This is just last night. I personally think, given what the Mavericks franchise has gone through post-Luka trade, I think they make that pick. That's just my early gut reaction. I'm going to be at the combine the next 2 days, talking to a bunch of people that I know around the league, running the executives. So this is where the gossip starts. This is where the chatter starts. And, the Cooper Flagg will be the number one pick. It's just a matter of who makes it. I personally think that will be Dallas.
I wonder, when you think about just kind of where the Bulls are at, we've talked about this idea where they're kind of stuck. You know, there's not a lot that they can do. And you know, you called it with the news conference where, you know, you're going to kind of – where he asked for patience, A.K., thinking that, the money comes off the books in another year. Is there only hope of kind of internal development? Is there any – there's not really hope of any outside, any entity – that could come in and change their fate, right? It's more what they can get out of what they have.
Well, the outside entities are going to be the draft picks, and that's right. Why I keep emphasizing the importance of hitting on these draft picks. They've obviously hit on some. I mean, mostly from the second round, in Iowa. But Modis looks like another potential, keeper. But they've got mixed results in the draft to this point. And so that's the importance of hitting on these draft picks. The other option, obviously, they're going to be active in the trade market. I'm just skeptical that they're going to be able to achieve something significant. I mean, Vooch will almost certainly be put into play this offseason. He was at the trade deadline. Can they flip that into something that gives you an outside entity to focus on and help this team? That's the stuff that we'll be monitoring this offseason. But, yeah, I don't see a significant free agency addition, if that's what you're driving at. I don't see a trade for a star. I mean, I see maybe if you are able to make a move, it's something that's a piece rather than a star. Hmm. Look, the other thing to bring in up here is that, with the Bulls' philosophy that is really, entrenched, that they're in all in for competitive integrity, they are not going to be tanking next season when most scouts will tell you next year's draft is even better than this year's draft. And this year's draft is considered to be pretty good. So, will they be in the draft lottery again next year? Will they get lucky next year? These are the things we don't know yet. But it mostly, to me, comes down to you've got to hit on these draft picks. That's what I'm focused on.
Do you think big picture-wise, looking at the league, that the lack of success – with the Utah Jazz, the Washington Wizards, orchestrating losing, tanking, if you will, and then picking fifth and sixth will change any team's philosophies, big picture, heading into next season?
I don't know. It's a good question. Every year everyone says, draft lottery, this, draft lottery. It comes down to luck. all you can do is improve your odds, and then it comes down to luck. I'm not a gambler, but I know a lot of people who are. Gambling, you lose a lot in gambling, right? So I think they've overhauled that draft lottery system so many times. I think it's pretty solid the way they have it now. And, you know, teams that are prioritizing draft lottery position are getting unlucky. And, look, you know, everyone's going crazy over the Mavericks getting the number one pick from 1.8. Well, the Bulls got Derrick Rose from 1.7. So the Bulls have no right to complain, right? I mean, it's all luck. And, you know, here's a way to take luck out of the situation. Win more games. Get in the playoffs. You know, I don't have much time or patience for people bemoaning the draft lottery's result. It's a luck. It's all a crapshoot. The Bulls have benefited one time in a significant fashion. They've been not lucky multiple other times, including last night. It is what it is. Again, if you don't like the draft lottery, get out of it by winning more games. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. Finally, I think, you know, we look at the teams that are currently winning in the NBA, and things are turning a little bit. It feels a little bit different than most years. Is there anything to be learned from that? Anything that you can apply to what the Bulls have going right now?
Well, we're in the early stages of the second apron, and you know what that ultimately is supposed to achieve in the collective bargaining agreement, and what that ultimately is supposed to achieve is more parity. And I think you're potentially seeing it with, you know, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but trending towards a potential Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Finals, and then you know, Minnesota, another smaller market, you know, headed to potentially a second straight Western Conference Finals appearance. So you know, the second apron, I don't think people, you know, it is going to drastically and definitely change team building philosophy. And you just finished year one of it. So I don't know how long this collective bargaining agreement will keep. I don't know if the next collective bargaining agreement will keep that in place, but this one's in place for a while. So to that point, yeah, I mean, to me, ultimately, it still comes down to star power in this league. And the Bulls currently do not excel in that department, and they're hoping to get there with internal development. But you're seeing teams, you know, build out with not only a star but also depth, which is obviously another philosophy. And you've heard AK talk about that desire.
Yep.
But yeah, the Bulls are a long way away. That's the bottom line, and you know, hopefully they can hit on a 12th pick that will help them next season. But we'll see how that plays out.
Great stuff, KC. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, KC.
Have a fun. Good show, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Take care. That is KC Johnson.
Yeah, and the second apron being more restrictive in spending. Yep. Teams are maybe creating more parity. Is that the suggestion? Because you're seeing some teams winning in the playoffs that maybe, as you alluded to, you aren't ordinarily expecting to win.
Right.
And it's a different feel. It's a different vibe. And arguably more compelling.
Oh, I mean, arguably more compelling. A lot of people like familiarity.
But haven't you enjoyed these playoffs?
I've loved it.
Because there's been the element of surprise.
Yes.
That's sports.
But I understand. But I also feel like, you know, there has been this element of injury too. There has been, you know, guys going down. Like, you know, I think that Boston series would be really interesting if I felt like they could win a game. But now that they've lost one of their best players, I don't think that's – I think they're going out. And I think – I kind of felt like they were the better team and they needed to win last night. Even if they lost, they still could come back. I don't feel that way anymore.
Same.
Because of the injury. So what are you going to do? All right, so much to get to. 312-644-6767, Mullion Hall on the score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Ben Johnson.
That's Ben Johnson. And boy, you know, it's we know when one of those games is now. On December 20th, the Bears will host the Green Bay Packers.
We know two games right now. We know Bears, yes. Packers, December 20th at Soldier Field.
Yes.
Right before Christmas, 5 days before Christmas. And that's a Christmas gift to the Bears.
I know you love that game.
I love that game, and I'll tell you why in a moment. The other game, of course, if you're planning your holiday, your Thanksgiving, you can have Thanksgiving at home. You can enjoy it. And then Black Friday arrives.
Cancel your shopping spree.
Plop yourself on the couch. Have some leftovers.
I'm just going to go buy a couch.
Bears, Eagles. Oh. But you better have Amazon. You better have Prime.
Oh, it's on Prime. That's why it was announced.
That's the Amazon Prime game, correct?
But I'm saying the Bears will play the Green Bay Packers twice. We do not know when they play in Green Bay.
Chances are first half of the season.
We're waiting for that.
Chances are first half.
And then we know at the end of the year, toward the end of the season.
Now ask me why I like it.
On December 20th, they will be hosting the Green Bay Packers to determine who wins the NFC North.
Thank you. Hold on. That's overstating it. That's not what I said. Don't put words in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
This is an important game potentially for the Bears. This is the way you have to look at it, why it's a good thing. You want to be in a position where you're going to win more than you lose this year. We both agree on that.
Agreed.
If you don't, that's a disappointing season. If you are in that realm, in that kind of blob of mediocrity, maybe flirting with 500, you're going to be in the playoff hunt. December 20th, you want the Packers at home. You want a game of significance in your own building. And if you do happen to lose at Lambeau, like they might, first half of the season, you can't lose twice to Matt LaFleur.
You can't talk smack and then lose twice.
Follow.
Okay. That is why I personally would prefer if they played them earlier in the season at home. It doesn't have to be the first week of the season or even the first quarter of the season, but earlier, first half of the season at home, and then play them whenever you want to go into Green Bay and win in that building at the end of the year like you did last year. That's fine by me. But I just prefer that to be switched around.
Let me ask you, the football expert, when is a football team, let's say the 2025 Bears, yes, or heck, the 2028 Bears, when will they be better? Week 7 or week 16?
Noon on Sunday, okay? Noon on Sunday is when I like to play.
Conventional wisdom says that you get better as the season gets longer, for a first-year head coach.
Well, conventional wisdom says that you would struggle out of the gate. But
yes, thank you.
But it also says that, you know, you want your team to be at its best In other words, at its healthiest earlier in the year.
You can't control health.
I can control health.
You can control consistency.
I will control health, and I will control it by having their body clocks match.
Sure, not the
noon
Pope.
On Sunday.
You're not the Pope. You cannot control health.
We will go noon on Sunday, the body clock work, and everybody gets to sleep
unrealistic.
At the same time. I'm just telling you, that's when you play your best.
You're right about that. But this Week 16 game,
week
December 20th,
is Saturday,
3:30 or 7. I love it.
It could be later, or maybe it's early.
Maybe it's prime time.
I prefer some certainty.
Bring it on. You know what the certainty thing is? The Bears are going to be good this year.
I want to know who you're playing the week before, and who you're playing the week after. Because I would like them to have an easier game leading into it. I'm telling you what I prefer.
And
you're dismissing it. No. You want that game to mean everything at the end of the year and your team to be on the brink.
I would not dismiss you.
And then
not be that dismissive.
You did. You were very dismissive. All right.
Let's get on to Bruce.
All right. We're going to talk to Bruce Levine next. We're going to ask him who's coming and who's going.
He would know. He broke the
news. We know who's coming.
Yep.
Who's going? Mully and Haw on the score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.